I did something I almost never do, which is to talk to an on-air guest in any depth before they're actually on the radio. But I was so curious about Brady because he is growing up about, I'd say, less than a mile from where I grew up. And his mom also went to what would become Woodland Hills High School. And it's wonderful, and that's Christine, by the way. It's wonderful to have Brady here today. Brady Connolly plays viola. He was honored by the Pittsburgh Concert Society. He'll let his instrument and bow do the talking first, and then we'll chat a little bit after the first selection. Here is Brady Connolly. Brady Connolly, that was just amazing. What was it that you just played?
Thank you. That was J.S. Bach, Cello Suite Number 2, The Prelude.
There's so much I want to ask you. First, before I forget, is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or thank, such as your teacher, or I'm assuming you probably have private lessons, but please feel free.
My teacher is, at the moment I'm currently in between teachers. My teacher, Sean Jewell, is moving to Cleveland.
So you do you know who you'll be with yet? You probably have to try on a couple new teachers, I would imagine.
I'm between a couple options right now, but probably Marlin. She's a violist in the Pittsburgh Symphony.
That's great. When did you start to play viola?
I played violin first. I started when I was about 4, wow. And then I switched to viola when I was 12.
It's the tone of your playing is incredible. Was there a reason that you switched in particular?
My older brother, is a violinist, and I kind of wanted to just do my own thing. And I do love the sound of the viola, the warmth.
Yeah, definitely. Now, a very accomplished viola player who I know, I once asked him that question about switching, and he said, I did it for market share. I figured there'd be fewer violas.
Which is true, yeah. Wait a
minute. Yeah, than violin players, but that answer always tickled me. What do you like? If you're playing at the level you're playing, I'm sure you're practicing daily and thinking a lot about music. What is it that you like so much or that drives you to playing at the level you do?
I've loved classical music, and to be able to actually play it and put my own spin on it, I guess, is a privilege. So I love Bach, and to be able to actually play Bach, and you know, it's very
And you know, the question I asked you, sometimes I don't even know if there's an answer. It just is something you are called to, and it comes to you naturally, it seems. Are there, I'm sure there's some other things you enjoy doing. What other activities or things you like are in your life?
I'm on the high school golf team, so I've been golfing for a very long time, and I do enjoy golfing. I've recently picked up pickleball as well, and that's a lot of fun.
Pickleball, yeah. I have not played it, but I'm told I would like it a lot as a one-time tennis player. How about academically? Are there subjects you really enjoy beyond music?
I'm actually a percussionist, so I'm in band.
Excellent.
At school. So.
Well, that's...
I guess band is my favorite class.
See, we have a lot in common. I played the drums. Do you march in the marching band?
Yeah, I'm in the front ensemble, the pit. Okay. So I play marimba.
So that's... Gosh, you're probably going to be going to band camp soon, maybe next month, I would suspect. Have you thought about, so you're coming up to your junior year. You have time, but do you know what you might want to do after graduating?
I do want to pursue music. Hopefully go to a conservatory, music conservatory, and study music, and hopefully you get a job in music.
Yeah, that's something tells me you won't have any trouble with that. What advice would you have if somebody now, is maybe a little younger than you, 12, 13, playing at, you know, a level of accomplishment for their age that you are now, and I mean for their time, and they want to continue to rise to a professional level as you have done. Any advice that you would give to somebody maybe based on your experience?
A lot of patience and willingness to learn. that's where I definitely have struggled. And yeah, I wish I would have had more patience sooner than I did.
That's really good advice that applies to many things. You just want to jump in and do it. You probably hear it in your head and just want to march right to it, mm-hmm. but you need to slow down and learn techniques. What was the Pittsburgh Concert Society audition like?
It was fun. It was at a Kresge Theater in Carnegie Mellon, and it was a lot of fun.
And yeah. It had to be exciting to learn that you'd been acknowledged and honored by them. We want to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society. We've worked with them for so many years. You can learn more at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. Now, there's one more work by Bach that you're going to play. I want to be sure, before you play it, is there anything else you'd like to say or add? This will be our last chance to talk this morning.
No, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's been a great experience.
Thank you. I hope we'll see you again. Now, I think we're all going to recognize this. Is this Bore?
Yeah.
Okay. So J.S. Bach, Cello Suite number 3 in this case. You've probably heard this, even though it may not be evident. It's been used in pop music a few times.
Definitely.
And here it is, beautifully delivered on viola by Brady Connolly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brady Conley. I hope we'll see you back again.
Thank you so much.
Sometime. We appreciate your being here with us.